Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Squawk 7000's weekly roundup of aviation news, brought to you in partnership with flyinginireland.com. For this week, April 24th. Remember to subscribe and to keep us as your top choice for Ireland's aviation podcast, delivering news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. This week's headlines include the Birr fly-in last weekend, raising over €13,600 for St. Vincent de Paul in Birr. This brings the total raised to just over €335,600. The next breakfast fly-in for general aviation pilots is scheduled for April 30th at 10 a.m. in the Eilis Field in Wexford. In other news, Dublin-based Acumen Aviation announced that its camo business has been awarded IAA Airbus A320neo family approval. Aer Lingus is moving its JFK operations from Terminal 5 to Terminal 7, hosting flights to Dublin, Manchester and Shannon. This move follows British Airways' recent relocation to Terminal 8. And Etihad has begun flying its new Airbus A350 from Dublin to Abu Dhabi, offering more seats for business and economy passengers. Acumen Aviation has successfully been awarded the IAA Airbus A320neo family camo approval. Acumen also holds approvals for the ATR 4272 series, Airbus 320 family, Airbus A330, 200 and 300 series, the Boeing 737 Classic and NG series. Ken Fitzgerald, head of camo at Acumen, told Squawk 7000 that Acumen has successfully added the A320neo family to its scope of approvals as part of several recent initiatives. According to Fitzgerald, Acumen is making good on its commitment to provide comprehensive asset type coverage, giving its clients various options necessary to support their current and future businesses. Ryanair has announced plans to expand its aircraft maintenance facility at Dublin Airport by constructing a new state-of-the-art four-bay hangar, a €40 million investment, creating over 200 new highly paid and highly skilled jobs for engineers and mechanics. This new 120,000-square-foot hangar will be one of the most environmentally friendly hangars in the EU, with gas absorption heat pumps reducing energy use by up to 35%. The hangar will facilitate the heavy and line maintenance of Ryanair's fleet at Dublin Airport as the airline grows its fleet to 600 aircraft, with the delivery of more efficient new technology 737-8200 aircraft, which carry 4% more passengers while burning 16% less fuel and emitting 40% less noise. Construction of the new facility will begin before the end of 2023, with aircraft maintenance operations planned to start in 2025. In other Ryanair news, Belfast International Airport is welcoming back Ryanair with a two-aircraft base, operating over 140 flights a week to 16 routes across Great Britain and Europe, including city break destinations of Budapest, Milan, Barcelona and Paris, as well as sunspots in Alicante, Malaga, Faro and Valencia. Alongside the European destination, Ryanair operates in five British destinations: London Stansted, Manchester East Midlands, Cardiff and Edinburgh. These destinations will be some of the first to benefit from the UK domestic air passenger duty cut of 50% that applies since April 1st of this year. DAA Group, the operator of Dublin and Cork Airport, Aerianth International and DAA International, recorded a profit before exceptional items of €98 million in 2022. Compared to a loss of €101 million in the previous year. Cumulative DAA Group losses during COVID-19, 2020 and 21 were €387 million. Turnover in 2022 was €752 million, up from €324 million in the previous year, representing an increase of 132% in 2021. DAA, which has operations in 15 countries, invested $158 million in capital expenditure in 2022, including $156 million in Dublin and Cork airports and $2 million in its international businesses. Dublin-based Altitude Insurance has announced that they're now working with Axis Specialty Europe with a deal which will bring insurance cover from Axis to the Irish general aviation market. Altitude Insurance has been active in all aspects of general aviation worldwide since 2016. An Irish company owned and led by director Laura Duncan, they have over 20 years of insurance experience. Small family-run business with the core ethos of customer service. Atlantic Aviation Group are now accepting applications for their two-year aircraft maintenance traineeship and four-year aircraft maintenance apprenticeship. Atlantic Aviation Group is a leading aircraft maintenance Part 145 provider, offering maintenance and engineering services to international operators of the 737, 757 and 767 type aircraft. Their customers include global airlines, leasing companies and VIP operators. They've provided quality service for over 60 years in a modern 110,000 square foot facility at Shannon. They've produced the last two World Skills Champions and five of the previous six national champions in aircraft maintenance. And their apprenticeship program has been running for over 30 years. As part of its expansion plan to handle over 40 million passengers per year, Dublin Airport has appointed IDOM, together with RPS Engineering, as the designer for developing the architecture and engineering design of a new north loading dock. Its implementation involves the demolition of several hangars and other ancillary buildings and their relocation. The dock will have a total area of 10,000 metres squared, distributed over two levels, departures and arrival areas, to accommodate a flow of 1,200 passengers with six new boarding bridges. In addition, there will be office space, space for a future transit area and a commercial site. The design foresees the possibility of future extensions. In their blog recently, the Irish Aviation Research Institute reports that Aer Lingus recently restored Echo India Echo Delta Yankee, Airbus A330-302 St. Munchen, to its UK AOC as Gulf Echo India Delta Yankee. This aircraft was previously operated by Aer Lingus UK from October 2021 to June 2022, returning to Dublin to be used by the parent company to meet the demands for a growing North American operation. The aircraft operated its last service on March 12th, the Aer Lingus 136 Boston to Dublin, to prepare for the transition to the UK registry, positioning Dublin to Manchester on April 7th last as EUK 980. The aircraft positioned Manchester to Shannon for training on the 9th and 10th of April, entering service the next day to New York as the EUK 454. Summer 2023 capacity from Manchester to New York JFK route has been boosted by a massive 72% by switching aircraft from the single-aisle Airbus A321 long range to a wide-bodied A330, offering at least 133 more seats per flight. And we have more aviation news from Ireland after this very short break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Aer Lingus currently uses Terminal 5 at New York JFK Airport, which is otherwise primarily used by JetBlue. As of this Thursday, April 27th, Aer Lingus will be moving its JFK operations to Terminal 7. This includes the carrier's flights to Dublin, Manchester and Shannon. For context, Terminal 7 was the former home of British Airways before the airline moved to Terminal 8 recently, where it's co-located now with American Airlines. British Airways' lease at Terminal 7 was up, and Terminal 8 was expanded to make room for this move and to make connections more convenient. Etihad has started flying its new Airbus A350, one of the most innovative and sustainable airplanes in the world, on its Dublin to Abu Dhabi service. The Etihad A350, which arrived at Dublin Airport for the first time last week, is available on select flights from Dublin to Abu Dhabi this summer, providing a high number of both business and economy capacity for passengers. The new 371-seat A350 can carry almost one-third more passengers than the previous 787-900 aircraft which served the Dublin to Abu Dhabi route. Community groups and clubs across Fingal are invited to apply for Dublin Airport's Community Fund, which has reopened for applications. Locals had a six-week window to apply for the Community Fund before the closing date of this Friday, April 28th. Dublin Airport's Community Fund was launched in 2017 with a total investment of €10 million to be distributed over 25 years. The Community Fund supports local projects that positively contribute to communities around Dublin Airport. Applications are invited from 13 eligible areas, from Santry, south of the airport, to Rolleston in the north, and from Tyrrellstown on the west to Portmarnock on the east. Awards from the Community Fund are made by an independent grant-making panel. And organisations which have received funding in the past are welcome to submit applications for new projects. The Community Fund also supports up to 20 students per year from economically disadvantaged backgrounds to enable them to attend Dublin City University, DCU, via its Access programme. ASL Airlines Ireland, a subsidiary of ASL Future Flights, has been awarded a Light UAS Aircraft Systems Operation Certificate by the Irish Aviation Authority. The LUC is an optional operational certificate which guarantees some privileges to its holder up to the possibility to start commercial drone operations without an operating authorisation from the IAA, such as the delivery of light cargo over a short range. It will be used by ASL Future Flight to train and gain experience in drone operations before moving on to heavier and longer range operations. ASL Airlines Ireland is one of seven airlines in the Dublin-based ASL's aviation holding groups operating cargo flights globally for the express parcel and e-commerce markets. ASLI has a fleet of 40 aircraft and customers include FedEx, DHL and Amazon. Remember, if you have aviation news that you'd like to share, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. You can always catch up every day, too, on flyinginireland.com. Remember, too, we have over 130 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library now, including our summer series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation. Talk to you next week.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.